Maybe the wildfires have quashed your plans for a summer vacation in California. You might want to consider the Grand Canyon in Arizona instead. Teddy Roosevelt once called it the one great sight which every American should see. Every year, 4.5 million people travel to the Grand Canyon, and many of them aren't from the U.S. As part of our week-long visit to national parks, NPR's Ted Robbins brings us this story.
This year, park officials are not sure whether fewer Americans will come to the Grand Canyon because of high gas prices. Sarah Maley, Barb Dahlstrom, and her husband drove from Wisconsin to do the Southwest Circuit, Bryce, Zion, Southern California, and paid a bundle.
$1,200.
On gas?
Round trip, it'll be $1,200, we estimated.
But any drop in U.S. visitors could be offset by foreign visitors who get a lot more for their money against the weak dollar.
My name is Margaret Mackey, and I'm from Hamilton in Scotland, UK. I'm here with my husband, Tim, and I'm really glad he brought me here because it's just completely awesome.
Just the colours. I mean, it's mostly red, obviously, but it's just the variety of colours in the whole place.
The Matthews are at the South Rim, where most visitors come to view the vast landscape, sometimes far bigger than they imagined.
See, I had no idea. I thought maybe it was like 7 or 8 miles or something like that.
It's actually more than 200 miles long. Ted Roberts, his wife and two daughters, came from Ohio. He wants to go down to the Colorado River at the bottom.
How long does it take to get down there?
About 4 hours down and maybe 5-6 hours back.
Maybe that'd be the next trip then. That can be the next trip.
A lot of people underestimate the time and effort it takes to hike the Grand Canyon. In summertime, rangers advise not trying to go down and up in one day. Even just going one way, they advise starting near dawn to avoid the heat. Still, in midday, on the steepest part of the trail below the rim, Peter Worrell from Manchester, England, is hauling buckets of rocks.
Been here 10 weeks. Just volunteering in the national parks, helping to dig the trails and maintain fences and things.
Yeah. Worrell is part of a program called the American Conservation Experience, which places young people in summer volunteer jobs.
Thought I'd come over and give a bit back.
Are you glad you came or are you sorry?
No, I'm glad. It's a great view, nice friendly people, nice weather. Get to keep fit, so yeah.
90% of Grand Canyon visitors stay up top. A complex of gift shops and hotels like El Tovar and the Bright Angel Lodge provide lodging and refreshment, including an ice cream parlor with a line out the door. In most places along the Grand Canyon Rim, there is no railing. But here in the developed part, there are a few low stone walls and benches. Couples sit and watch the sun go down. Barb Dahlstrom's husband went back to their room, so she and Sarah Maley are enjoying what they've got.
We were sitting here, and there's this couple next to me. I'm like, God, oh, this is so romantic, and here we are together. But anyway.
Little does she know, that couple near them, Einar and Dieter Rodens from Chicago, not impressed. Doesn't even compare, he says, with sunset from Heron Island, Australia, or over Lake Pontchartrain in Louisiana.
It's nice. I mean, it's not ugly. But the book says you got to do this, so we're going to do this.
Then there are folks like Carl Darchansky. He's resting on the Bright Angel Trail about a mile below the rim before the final ascent.
How many times have you been on this trail?
30 times.
In the last how many?
Last 50 years. Yeah, 72 years young. Hope to be able to do it for a few more years.
What keeps you coming back?
Oh, the beauty of it.
For everyone who's disappointed, there seem to be 10 who are thrilled. And for everyone ignorant when they arrive at the Grand Canyon, nearly all go away educated, if not inspired. Ted Robbins, NPR News.